हेलो लिसनर्स, वेलकम टू द पॉडकास्ट ऑफ मल्टी बैलेट मोटिवेशन ज्ञान। माय नेम इज आकाश निरोला, आई एम फ्रॉम इंडिया। आई एम द होस्ट ऑफ दिस पॉडकास्ट एंड दिस पॉडकास्ट इज अ सोलो पॉडकास्ट। लिसनर्स, इन दिस पॉडकास्ट आई विल डिस्कस अबाउट 5A विच आर इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर सक्सेस। इफ यू इम्प्लीमेंट दिस 5A इन योर लाइफ, यू विल डेफिनेटली गेट अ सक्सेस इन योर लाइफ। सो लेट गेट स्टार्ट। 5A, there is an old valuable edge in medicine known as 3A for success. The in order of importance, there are affability, availability and ability. After much researching, I could not find the origin of this sage advice, but did not find the oldest article discussing the traits of success in an article in the 1960s. Many of these are successful in medicine or really in the walk of life, naturally happen upon those characteristics without knowing that they are doing them. But sometimes being able to own in these individual elements can help to brighten one's success in any industry, especially medicine. I would make an argument that there is a fourth and fifth A for success, that which approached humbly can open even much more doors and in some regards is important to achieving even higher success. These are adaptability and aggressiveness. First one is affability. Affability is a quality of being pleasantly easy to approach and talk to, friendliness or warm politeness. In short, it is likability. In my opinion, this is the most important of 5A. Even if you show you availability and you have excellent skills availability, it is difficult to succeed if your colleagues think you are a jerk. We all know that one coworker that is total jerk, that is rude or lack any sort of emotional intelligence to deal with others. Note that we aren't all from time to time not in a greatest of moods, but I am talking about the person that is constantly like this. We all have bad days, but for the most part, being a pleasant person to work with and can lead to success with both patients and staff, not to mention hopefully less lawsuits. While there is a delicate line between professionalism and friendliness, it is important to get along with co-workers and to present a personality that is more optimistic and inviting, especially during difficult times. Next is availability, or I would say accessibility. Shown up on time, establish good communication and respond when needed. I will never forget my high school teacher that once said to me, when you are really you are on time, when you are on time you are late, and when you are late you are fucked. It has been a phrase I have lived for the better part of the last two decades. This has importance for a couple of reasons, and although this may sound like common sense, believe me, it is definitely not. First, in medicine, we are often showing up to relieve someone else from work. Promptiness shows respect for the tired person you are coming to replace. Second, it shows initiatives and preparedness. And last, nobody likes waiting around for someone, whether that be a patient or coworker. Being responsive and communicative helps to increase clarity among a team, and being on the same page with closed loop communication ensures less error, increased transparency and overall better team morality. As a physician in particular, I have a crystal clear decision which my team in regards to take care of patient helps all our understanding, agreement and also most importantly helps to double check myself since. While I am human too, when my call radius for the hospital is 30 minutes, I try to be there in less than 15 or hopefully less than 10. When I am asked to respond within 2 business days, I try to respond within 1. When I am called for a question, I share my thought process or show up to discuss the situation in person. Overall, I feel this can lead to overall success, not just personally but also for a team. Next is availability. As a doctor or pharmacist, this is what everyone expects you to have, and one of the easiest skills to work on. In my opinion, it can be overstated how important it is to have a skill at one job, but that is why called practicing medicine. I remember a talk I had with one of my seniors, Dr. Valenti, shortly after becoming an attending. I was nervous to be an attending and still I am, but he was easily said that I would have to be constantly recessing what I knew and double check what I thought to make sure I was not slipping into something easy and possibly missing something important. And also I read one time a concept for surgeon that should be applied to all medicine that was along with these lines, or any pharmacist line or any other line, any medical line. Most practices until they make few mistakes, but some practices until they aren't capable of making a mistake. Obviously, unachievable goal, having this mindset to lead to the best success for oneself that you can find. Next is adaptability. Oh, now this one I came across myself, particularly in the job search in the last year. Not everyone goes by the book. Not everyone is always going to be the same. Being able to have evolution on this is important. In the last year, I have to change my career goals constantly to deal with the shifting market of COVID-19. I obtained several medical licenses in attempts to broaden my marketability. I settled for a lower salary knowing that it would give me the edge in obtaining a certain position. It worked. I remember being at a faculty that did not have the normal respiratory equipment for a neonatal resuscitation, so I worked with the respiratory therapist to rig an old vent with a small mask and create makeshift as per requirement. Adaptability is important. We do it without always being aware of it, but it is of the most important tool for physician, for a pharmacist, and for success in general. Next is aggression. Lastly, I present the potential skill as possibly controversial one, but I could not figure out another word with start out with A. So honestly, sake of alliteration and constantly, we will use aggression. Really, what I mean is going after something with full earnest and full intent. I had a friend from high school that dropped out of the college before it started go after becoming a race driver. I asked him, what is the plan B? He responded with confidence, there is no plan B. Having a plan A always takes them focusing on plan A. I have made it so far. I have only due to some element of aggression, whether that is pushing myself to get up early to get something done or push myself past my boundaries to go after a certain goal. I have been aggressive with looking for jobs in the COVID-19. I have been particularly aggressive. I stated above, I have taken a lower salaries. I have molded my schedule and availability, yet I have pushed back when I felt like I am close to getting an advantage of. However, as a person that is innately not confirmational, I do not mean to say aggressiveness with the interpersonal relationship is a good idea. I still subscribe much more to affability, but you never get anything done if you are not aggressive enough about it. Everyone has own concept of what success is. Everyone has own role model and tools to achieve it. There is not right answer, nor there are sure answer. However, with the above 5A, I have found my path and believe that it can help you to focus in your life, to find success in your life. Definitely, in addition, whatever you are already doing, nobody is perfect, but goal is striving for perfection, not achieving it. Only then you can reach success. Friends, if you like the podcast, share with the friends, family members. Thank you. Thanks for listening.